The State Department of Natural Resources has an answer for the U.S. Navy. No, the state will not permit the Navy to conduct electronic warfare training on the Olympic Peninsula. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
DNR gave no reason for the denial, simply saying it was a project the agency preferred not to partner on. The Navy wants to use mobile emitter trucks on 15 sites on the Olympic Peninsula. The trucks would emit electromagnetic signals for Navy pilots and radar jamming planes to detect and disable. Three of the Navy's proposed sites are on land managed by the Department of Natural Resources. The rest are managed by the U.S. Forest Service. The letter from DNR was preemptive since the Navy has not officially asked for the permits yet. Navy Region Northwest's Leanne Nakahara says they're still reviewing the letter.
At this point, I do not know what the Navy's response will be to the letter or what the Navy's next step will be in terms of that particular piece of the process.
The proposal is controversial. Public comments have been overwhelmingly negative. Some people worry about increased jet noise and the effects of electromagnetic radiation on people and wildlife. The Navy says the signals are equivalent to a cell phone tower. Despite the state's denial, the Navy still might be able to conduct the trainings on nearby federal land. The Navy has already requested permits from the U.S. Forest Service. A decision on the request will be made later this year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.